for Sports Friday. Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning. And Star Valley High School's Ryan Astell joining us live in studio today. Ryan, soon to graduate in just a couple of weeks. How's that feel, Ryan? That sunk in for you yet?
Yeah, it's definitely sunk in for me. Yeah. It's definitely a surreal feeling.
Senioritis is alive and well, yeah?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, didn't they just have a skip day recently? Isn't that what we were talking about?
Kemmer High School did, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you guys haven't done that, but I was just wondering about that. So, Ryan, kind of talk to us about the decision and the process that you've made over your high school career to be part of SVHS Cheer and the Spirit programs. Talk to us about that.
So, when I started out as a freshman, I didn't give, like, any thought to cheer because it's one of those sports that you don't really realize is there. But then Daxton Sessions just reached out to me my freshman year and was like, hey, you should try this. And I was just like, okay, maybe I'll try it, see if it's actually fun. And then once I started doing it, I just got this huge love and respect, especially for the people who did it, and just the skills and things that they could do, and yeah, all the talent.
Right. It is pretty amazing to watch you guys because we're up in the booth or wherever, Dal and I, we look down and you guys are doing the flips and the tricks and you're throwing them up and all that kind of stuff. What has been your favorite part about being on the cheer team so far to this point?
Definitely my favorite part about being on cheer is being able to stunt. Just being able to show how, like, the strength and skill that you have, just being able to throw people up in the air and catch them safely, too.
Oh, yeah, the catch part, yeah. Yeah, can't forget about the catch part. And so you mentioned when you first started as a freshman, you kind of didn't give much thought to it, but then you fell in love with it. So at what point did you realize, hey, maybe I could do this in college? I could use this to get me through school.
Definitely when I realized that was about halfway through my junior year, because I loved cheer throughout my sophomore and junior year, but then I realized, wait, there's actually programs for these in the collegiate level, especially here at UW, here locally.
So talk to us about that, because I don't know that people quite understand how that works in terms of the spirit programs, the cheer programs at the collegiate level. So how did you get involved and make this decision to go out to Laramie?
So with the collegiate level, it's kind of like the high school level. If you want to do it, you'll put yourself out there and you have to reach out and try and get yourself involved. So UW has had 4 clinics that I was able to attend. And I was able to go there and work with some of the kids who were on the team to progress my skills in stunting and through my other areas. And it just made me realize how much I love it more and how much I really want to do this in college.
Was UW always, I mean, it sounds like obviously went to the clinic. So were there other schools in consideration, or was it UW or bust for you?
For me, it was UW or bust. I looked at some other schools early on, but then I just fell in love with the idea of being a cowboy.
He wants to go, dude. He wants to go there. So, I mean, that's one of the things about it is the evolution of the cheer skills. And you talk about stunting and things like that. It seems like it gets a lot more attention now than it used to in terms of like you talked about the athleticism. Talk about the process of being able to do that and training for it, because I don't think it's obviously quite as mainstream in terms of, oh, I went to this football camp and I learned this, or we work on this, but kind of talk to us about learning those skills and getting strong enough to be able to do what you're talking about.
So with those skills, you definitely have to put in the work. And the main thing with those skills is obviously your technique, which is what your returners usually help you do. So once you learn that technique, it becomes a lot easier to do those sort of things. But on top of that, you also have to be in the weights room, lifting weights and getting stronger so that you can be able to do that safely and with the skills. And it's definitely not as mainstream, because you just see like these people flipping and throwing people around on the internet, but you don't see the countless hours it took to learn the skill, to perform the skill, and to perfect it.
You know, you talk about all that time, and I compare what you'll be doing on the cheer squad for Laramie, and we talk to a lot of seniors that have signed to play more traditional sports, if you will, right? And so I would assume that your training schedule is probably going to be pretty similar to, say, someone that's going out to wrestle or play basketball, right? I mean, you still got to have the diet plan. You still got to have the workout. Is that, would you agree with that? I mean, are you going out? You're a D1 athlete, right?
Yeah, definitely. Throughout the summer, we are allowed to be at our hometowns and work and do whatever it is that we do in the summer. But we have a strict workout program, as well as trying to bulk and be on a healthy diet to maintain your weight. And it's a lot of practices. And then once we start in August, we start off with two-a-days, and then we just take off from there.
So you talked about doing these different things. Are there? Tell us about some of the... I sound like maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, which I don't. Talk to us about some of the different positions, I'm going to use that word, in terms of what you would be doing there. Because you obviously there's a lot of different things that each... Oh, I sound so clueless right now. That each cheerleader does, but
are you a tosser or a are there names for what?
Yeah, what are some of the specific things that you're working on, and is that what you're also going to be trying to do at UW?
Yeah, so there are some names for your group stunts. That's where you got your four people stunting. You always have a flyer. That's the person that's getting thrown around in the air. And then you always have a base. In group stunting, you have a main and a side base. So you always have two bases, and then you have a back spot. But for me personally, going to UW, I'm going to be in the co-ed program, which means I'm a co-ed main base, and I will have my co-ed flyer. And that's who I'll be throwing around.
Which means you're the one that's throwing and catching a person. you're the main catcher.
Yep.
Main thrower and main catcher.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep. Man.
It's been a while since I've felt this out of water. Sorry.
We're speaking with Ryan Astell this morning, Star Valley High School senior, and going out to the University of Wyoming to be on the cheer team this morning. Well, Ryan, why, so far as academically, what do you hope to do in Laramie?
Academically, I hope to get my pre-meds for chiropractics down at the University of Wyoming.
Okay, so when cheerleaders get dropped, then you can go fix them, right?
Yep, nice. That's where it came from.
It kind of sounds like you're a businessman, too, creating your own demand, things like that. What are some things you're looking forward to the most as you get down there for the fall? Because obviously football kicks off football and volleyball kick off kind of the main things this next fall. But what are some of the things that you expect to be part of in the first few months out in Laramie, you know, September, October, November?
I'm definitely excited for those games that we get a cheer at. But I'm also excited to, like, get into the college life and start, like, meeting people, making friends, and, like, being able to see what adulting life is like outside of a family, and just to just live and have fun.
Yeah. I would be stoked to be on Jonah Field, like, for the home opener, right? That's, you gotta be, are you there? I mean, or I guess my question is, on a football team, you have the starters and then you have the reserves. Like, is the cheer team similar? Are you going to be on the field for that first game, or is that still to be determined?
So far as I'm aware, everyone will be cheering at those games. The only reason you wouldn't is if you're injured. But so at all your home games, you'll have a co-ed side and an all-girl side going, stunting, cheering, just leading the crowds. The only time that there isn't the full team is on your away games, where they select those kind of first pick people to go to those.
Gotcha. So home opener, you'll be on Jonah Field.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. A lot of electricity and some new stuff opening this fall at the WAR. So you'll be right there I believe it's Northern Iowa is the first team, and then Duke's Utes come the next week. So that'll be interesting. Duke's Utes,
yeah. That's right. Well, Ryan, congratulations to you. I guess my last question is what advice would you give, especially to a male cheerleader? Because, I mean, let's be honest, the culture's shifted a little bit with that, right? So, and thanks to people like you and some ones that went before you. But what advice would you give to an incoming freshman, specifically a boy, that would maybe like to get into cheer?
I would definitely give the advice of start off in the weight rooms. Just start lifting those weights and make sure that you're eating healthy and conducive to grow your body, and also to just put yourself out there and put in the work, and everyone can see how much you really want it, and that is what gets you through life.
Very well said. I don't know how else to
cheer,
say it.
No? Cheer otherwise. That's good advice. Right,
pretty much. Well, Ryan, congrats. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you, man.
Of course. Thank you.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.